The Seventh Sunday After Pentecost, July 7th. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament Epistle and Gospel will be read from the New Century Version Bible. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart, and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 10. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said to him, "Look, we are your own family. Even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel in battle. The Lord said to you, 'You will be a shepherd for my people Israel. You will be their leader.'" So all the elders of Israel came to King David at Hebron, and he made an agreement with them in Hebron in the presence of the Lord. Then they poured oil on David to make him king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he ruled 40 years. He was king over Judah in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and he was king over all Israel and Judah in Jerusalem for 33 years. So David lived in the strong walled city and called it the City of David. David built more buildings around it, beginning where the land was filled in. He also built more buildings inside the city. He became stronger and stronger because the Lord God All-Powerful was with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1, Psalm, is Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. In the city of our God is his holy hill. Beautiful and lofty, the joy of all the earth is the hill of Zion, the very center of the world and the city of the great King. God is in her citadels. He is known to be her sure refuge. Behold, the kings of the earth assembled and marched forward together. They looked and were astounded. They retreated and fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. They writhed like a woman in childbirth, like ships of the sea when the east wind shatters them. As we have heard, so have we seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God has established her forever. We have waited in silence on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. Your praise, like your name, O God, reaches to the world's end. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion be glad and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Make the circuit of Zion walk round about her, count the number of her towers. Consider well her bulwarks, examine her strongholds, that you may tell those who come after. This God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our guide forevermore. Track 2, Old Testament, is from Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. He said to me, "Human, stand up on your feet so I may speak with you." While he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and put me on my feet. Then I heard the Lord speaking to me. He said, "Human, I am sending you to the people of Israel. That nation has turned against me and broken away from me. They and their ancestors have sinned against me until this very day. I am sending you to people who are stubborn and who do not obey. You will say to them, 'This is what the Lord God says.' They may listen, or they may not, since they are people who have turned against me, but they will know that a prophet has been among them." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2 Psalm is Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he show us his mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Too much of the scorn of the indolent rich, and of the derision of the proud. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 10. I know a man in Christ who was taken up to the third heaven 14 years ago. I do not know whether the man was in his body or out of his body, but God knows. And I know that this man was taken up to paradise. I don't know if he was in his body or away from his body, but God knows. He heard things he is not able to explain, things that no human is allowed to tell. I will brag about a man like that, but I will not brag about myself, except about my weaknesses. But if I wanted to brag about myself, I would not be a fool, because I would be telling the truth. But I will not brag about myself. I do not want people to think more of me than what they see me do or hear me say, so that I would not become too proud of the wonderful things that were shown to me. A painful physical problem was given to me. This problem was a messenger from Satan, sent to beat me and keep me from being too proud. I begged the Lord 3 times to take this problem away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you." So I am very happy to brag about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can live in me. For this reason, I am happy when I have weaknesses, insults, hard times, sufferings, and all kinds of troubles for Christ. Because when I am weak, then I am truly strong. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, and his followers went with him. On the Sabbath day he taught in the synagogue. Many people heard him and were amazed, saying, "Where did this man get these teachings? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? And where did he get the power to do miracles? He is just the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters are here with us." So the people were upset with Jesus. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his hometown, and with his own people, and in his own home." So Jesus was not able to work any miracles there except to heal a few sick people by putting his hands on them. He was amazed at how many people had no faith. Then Jesus went to other villages in that area and taught. He called his 12 followers together and got ready to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over evil spirits. This is what Jesus commanded them. Take nothing for your trip except a walking stick. Take no bread, no bag, and no money in your pockets. Wear sandals, but take only the clothes you are wearing. When you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. If the people in a certain place refuse to welcome you or listen to you, leave that place. Shake its dust off your feet as a warning to them. So the followers went out and preached that people should change their hearts and lives. They forced many demons out and put olive oil on many sick people and healed them. The Gospel of the Lord. On July 13th, we celebrate the life of Conrad Weiser, witness to peace and reconciliation, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Conrad Weiser was an 18th century American diplomat who worked for peace and reconciliation between the European settlers and the native peoples of Pennsylvania. Of Lutheran descent, he was the father-in-law of Henry Muhlenberg. Born in Germany in 1696, he immigrated to the United States as a child. At 17, Weiser went to live among the Mohawks in New York in order to learn their language and culture. He later made his way to southeastern Pennsylvania, where he learned customs and language of the Iroquois. Weiser eventually settled in the area that is now Reading, Pennsylvania. He designed the layout of the city of Reading, is numbered among the founders of Berks County, and served a long tenure as the local judge. Like many people of his time, he had to work at a variety of occupations in order to care for his family: farmer, tanner, merchant, and real estate speculator. For a time, Weiser was enamored with the Seventh-day Baptist movement and took up residence at the Ephrata Cloister. His knowledge of the Iroquois language and his natural diplomatic gifts made him invaluable during the years of the settlement. He negotiated land deeds and other treaties, not only between Native Americans and European settlers. He also did diplomatic work between the various tribes of Native Americans and was often, but not always, successful in keeping the peace among them. He advised William Penn and Benjamin Franklin on matters related to Native Americans and played an important role in keeping the Iroquois sympathetic to the British cause during the French and Indian Wars. At the time of Weiser's death in 1760, an Iroquois leader was heard to remark, "We are at a great loss and sit in darkness, as since his death we cannot so well understand one another." Let us pray. Almighty God, of your grace you gave Conrad Weiser the gift of diplomacy, the insight to understand two different cultures and interpret each to the other with clarity and honesty. As we strive to be faithful to our vocation to commend your kingdom, help us to proclaim the gospel to the many cultures around us, that by your Holy Spirit we may be effective ambassadors for our Savior Jesus Christ, who with you and the same Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen.